Good morning and Merry Christmas to you all. And this morning is just a wee time for sharing together, praising together, and hopefully having a bit of a laugh as well. And I've already seen something I was hoping we could maybe have got put up onto the projectors. Maybe that'll be another time. Pardon?
I don't know if you can figure the settings
out. I'm sure Ross could. What we do is you've got the sheets and it's pick a praise. So basically, as we go through the service, it'll just be pick a praise. But as minister, I get first choice. And I think somebody's maybe bags his second choice. But first of all, let's just, we'll sing, O Come All Ye Faithful. It's number 12. And let's just sing again in that last verse. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. And you can stand or sit however you feel more comfortable.
Thank you.
So we light the candles again, and just to the first candle, first Sunday of Advent was the candle of hope, a reminder of the hope that we have in the fulfillment of God's promises through Jesus Christ, a hope that we have in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection in the time to come. The second candle is a candle of peace, that deep peace, that shalom that we find in a deep relationship with the Lord, where he comes and just gives us that peace, that time ourselves. The third candle, the candle of joy. And a reminder that throughout Scripture we're called to rejoice. We're called to be joyful. We're called to celebrate our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We're called to be able to share that. And in all circumstances, even when the times get hard as they do, we can still rejoice that for us Jesus Christ died, for us he rose again, and for us he ascended and will come again. So that ability to be joyful. And the fourth candle, which we lit on Sunday, candle of love. I'm very much telling of that love story. I've shared that now quite often, but that love story that starts at Revelation and goes right through, starts at Genesis, thank you, Mary, and goes right through to Revelation into eternity. The story of God and his creation, of us falling out through the fall, eating the fruit, and losing that relationship with him, and his whole story about bringing his people back to him and through the new covenant, through Jesus Christ. And we light the Christ candle this morning. For Jesus is the light in the darkness. He is the light which darkness cannot overcome. And he's the light in our lives. And he said in Scripture, in John's Gospel, I am the light of the world. So our candles burn once more as we're reminded of the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love that we find in our time of Advent, both looking back and remembering Jesus Christ coming as a baby, but also to be able to look forward to him coming again. Let's sing again. And I'm going straight for somebody's choice that they made before the service started. So it's number 2. So folk, you better get ready after this. It's just going to be a free-for-all. I'm going to sing number 2, In the Bleak Midwinter.
Thank you.
Just as we come to a wee time of prayer, I just want to point out the prayer tree from the Shalom, Shabbat Shalom service. There's labels there, gift tags, and please, after the service, just feel free, I was going to say, or even during the prayer, if you think you want to get up and write a prayer. Just write a prayer, put it on the tree, and what I was encouraging people to do at that service week past Tuesday was to put the gift tag on the tree, make the prayer, and take a bauble away, just as a reminder of the prayer that they have left behind. So please feel free, and we'll remember the prayers that are on that tree as well, as we go through the service. So let's join together in prayer. Let's pray. What can I give him? Poor as I am, if I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what can I give him? Give my heart. Heavenly Father, as we come before you this morning, we come to give our hearts. We come to love you. All our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength. Father, we come to rejoice in remembering the birth of Jesus Christ, to rejoice in the fact that you love us so much, you gave Jesus for us, so that all who believe would not perish but have life in eternity. Father, as we come before you, we can sit in awe of all it is that you've done for us. We share. We share our faith, we share ourselves with you and in you. And so, Lord, it's right that we should take this time this morning just to confess the times when we've turned from you, the times when we've not followed your ways, to confess, Lord, those times when we've just overlooked your word, or we've turned to worship something else instead. Confess the times we've given in to temptation. Heavenly Father, we know that through your word to us, that new covenant through Jesus Christ, when he gives of himself and he brings us forgiveness, enable that forgiveness to release us to worship you more, to know the hope, the certainty of the promises, to understand the shalom, the peace, to know the joy in our hearts, and to be certain of your love for us as we love you and love our neighbours. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' precious name, amen. So, a song number. Number one, and then there's number eight. Okay, number one, the little town of Bethlehem. So it's prezzy time. Got to have something that's a wee bit technical, you know. And I saw something really technical up the back. I'm not going to ask you to come out, Yain. I wouldn't do that to you. I would, but I'm not going to.
Well, I mean, what happened last Christmas?
I don't know what happened last
Christmas. You asked me to come out.
I did I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to do that now.
I find it hard to believe.
You can come out if you want.
Okay, Emily, you come with me then.
Emily, come on, let's just see what the pair of you got. And then I'll show you my really high-tech stuff. Right, don't need to go up there. Just face that way, though. Face the people. What you got?
She's going
fast. Oh, you're going fast. Emily, I think you're going fast. I think you've been told to go fast. What is this?
I don't know what it's called.
Sequins. Ah. It's fascinating. Loads of fun. I'm going to switch my lights off. They're getting to me. But you can just turn it around and let people see.
So like that?
Yeah. Slowly. Let people see. Just slowly. Take your time.
Oh, I don't do slow with words, but I can do slow with turning, so...
There we go. What's the game? Super Mario Odyssey. Hey, so what do we do here? No, I don't do this sort of thing. I've watched some minister break somebody's toy. I don't touch them. That's fascinating fun, though. That'll be. You in quiet for ages?
I mean, I'm not the one that socialises in my house. That's my job.
All right, you don't socialise in the house. That's up to you. Have you found anything else in here? That's a fantastic wee bag, isn't it? That's fantastic, yeah.
I don't think everyone can see them.
There we can. Yeah, they're fine. There we go. Look at that. Yay.
Emily,
yeah. Marvellous.
Where's
the bag? I see the bag too. Look. Oh. You see? It's too flashy for you.
You don't have a bag,
No.
I think he wants
have a
one.
Case that I have to put this in, but apart from that...
Great. Thank you very much. I'm really... Hi.
Trust me, I'm more used to like PC video games, not really console video games, so...
Morning. Never mind the fish tank, I'll just do this. Okay, thank you very much. Let's sit down. See, now you need to remember that this year I never asked you out. You came out. So here's something I've got, I can't wait. As you've seen the Early Man video, it's a lovely wee film about Early Man playing football. And this is Build Your Own Mammoth. So there's lots of really technical bits you pop out and put it all together to build the mammoth. I know what I'm doing this afternoon. Anyone else? Not yet, says Mary. And I know some folk haven't even unwrapped any parcels yet. Let's sing again then. Number 8. Isn't it, June? Number 8. See amid the winter snow.
Thank you.
just to turn to Scripture and to read those words from John chapter 1, from verse 1. The Word became flesh. Listen, each one, for the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God, as in his closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." Amen. And may God add his blessing to this reading of his word. To him be all glory, honor, and praise. Wherever we are, whoever we are this Christmas, it's just right to take that time to remember Jesus Christ, light of the world, and what that means for each one of us. I've already spoken about the love story, and the love story, God's love story, and that stands, and that's what it is. But as we go through this day, it's about also remembering who Jesus is and what is to come when he returns. We're in this time of the kingdom come and the kingdom yet to come. But we can know the light, for the light's been given to us as part of that. It's that new covenant where Jesus has been given to us, sacrificed for us as the sacrifice in all sacrifices. As we worship this morning, we give thanks to God for all that he's done for us. And as we worship, we remember Jesus as a baby, Jesus growing up, Jesus dying, rising again, ascending, and to come again. Amen. Another praise item then. 11:17. So we'll go to number 11 first. Joy to the world.
Thank you.
Let's just take a few minutes to pray for others, and especially to pray for those for whom today is a working day, the folk in emergency services that are on duty and working. So let's join our hearts and minds together in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, we pray for all these prayers that are on the prayer tree. And Lord, we ask that you would touch each one who's written a prayer and each one who's had a prayer written about them. In this day of rejoicing and of celebration, of being together, of meeting family, may we remember too that there's those who are struggling today, those who are lonely, those who are going through firsts, the death of a loved one, the end of a relationship. There's those who are facing financial difficulties, unemployment, homelessness. Lord, there's just so many different ways people can be suffering, especially today. So we ask, Lord, that you would touch your people in their hearts, that they would know your hope, joy, peace, and love. Father, we do pray for all those who are working today, and especially the emergency services. And we give you thanks for them and for their commitments. And Father, just in this moment of silence, I just want to raise up the officer from the Tayside area who died last week, Dean Morrison. Just remember his family, to hold up those who have worked with him, and to give them peace and comfort in their hearts. Father, in the silence, we make our own prayers. And Father, we pray for all those who are travelling today, for safe journeys, for good times. And we remember all whom, please Lord, remember all whom we remember, forget none whom we forget, and hear this prayer offered in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we sing number 17. And merrily and high, and then one other after the benediction.
Six.
Okay. Then number 17.
Thank you.
how to love and to serve the Lord your God, the Lord God who loves you first. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you, all whom you love and all whom you struggle to love, now and until Jesus comes again, and then forevermore. Amen. And we sing number 6, Away in a Manger, just something nice and quiet to get us in a wee mood.